Officials say the Communist Party of China has over 95 million members as of June 5th. This is over 3.2 million higher than the figure of 2019, up 3.5%. The number of primary-level party organizations is close to 4.9 million, rising by nearly 4% from the end of 2019. China's been officially declared malaria-free after a 70-year fight against the mosquito-borne disease. The World Health Organization chief says the success was hard-earned and came only after decades of targeted and sustained action. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also says China joins the growing number of countries that are showing the world that a malaria-free future is a viable goal. The Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector came in at 50.9 in June, slightly down from 51 in May. The index for the non-manufacturing sector stood at 53.5, 1.7 points lower than last month. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid has visited the United Arab Emirates, where he advocated for peace between Israel and neighboring countries. He addressed diplomats at the inauguration of the Israeli embassy in Abu Dhabi.
Israel wants peace with its neighbors. With all its neighbors. We aren't going anywhere. The Middle East is our home, and we're here to stay. So we call on all the countries of the region to recognize that and to come to talk to us.
Lapid's visit to the Gulf Arab state marked the first high-level trip by an Israeli official since the two countries formalized relations last year. United Nations has warned of an exceptional and dangerous heat wave that's scorching parts of the Northern Hemisphere, including the U.S. and Canada. World Meteorological Organization spokesperson Claire Nolas says temperatures may reach as high as 45 degrees Celsius for at least five more days.
The heat is being caused by an atmospheric blocking pattern. So it means that these very high temperatures are concentrated over one particular area. And normally you have the jet stream, which is this fast, high-moving belt of wind which moves these weather systems on, and it's not happening this time. So it's almost like a pressure cooker effect. You know, you've got very, very, very high heat.
Nolas says these conditions are also being experienced in other parts of the Northern Hemisphere, including the Arabian Peninsula, Eastern Europe, and Western Russia. England celebrated their first major tournament win against Germany in 55 years with a 2-0 victory at Wembley. Raheem Sterling broke the deadlock after 75 minutes, and 10 minutes later, Captain Harry Kane secured the Three Lions victory with a header. Manager Gareth Southgate says the squad is making history for England football as they progress to the Euro 2020 quarterfinals.
England have never managed to beat Germany in a knockout game since the final here. And I think we haven't put together in a tournament a semi-final followed by a quarter-final since 1966 either. So, you know, these players keep writing history and they've got the chance again. You know, we've only ever been to one European Championship semi-final. So, again, they've got the chance to do something really special.
Germany had the chance to equalize before Kane's goal, but Thomas Muller struck wide on a one-on-one opportunity facing England goalkeeper Jordan Pickford. Germany's exit marks the end of the 15-year reign of Joachim Löw, as the 2014 World Cup-winning coach will step down after the tournament.